This Taco Tuesday!
Taco Tuesday!
It's Taco Tuesday!
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The first morning grind without Shay. And yes, it is a bit different, but look, I'm gonna tell y'all like this. The show is gonna be energetic. The show is gonna be motivating. The show is gonna be positive. And we're gonna have some fun, man. So that's the vision and that's the outlook for the new morning grind. And you know the number one priority of the morning grind. We are all about Kansas City. So buckle up, man. I'm ready for this ride.
Shut up, Brian.
And coming up in the shade, I'm going to tell you why Snoop Dogg is definitely for the kids in 2022.
Wow, wow, wow.
Find out why coming up at 6:22.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Sunny and nice. Right now, you are clear at 71. In Overland Park, Snoop Dogg has launched his own animated children's show called Doggyland, kids' songs and nursery rhymes. The program features a cast of animated dogs teaching educational, social, and emotional skills through song and dance.
Doggyland, yay!
Wow, wow, wow.
Good morning, pups. It's time to roll. Let's find a seat. High five, come on. We got barks a lot. Yap, yap, and wags all aboard the bus. Let's head to class.
Wheels on the bus go round and round, round and
really a sign of the times. I guess, you know, early 50s Snoop, this is what he's going to do. But this is the Snoop Dogg that I was listening to when I was a kid.
So we're going to blow up to this. G's up, freeze up for a second. Now bounce to this.
Rolling down the street, smoking, smoking, sipping on.
Yeah, little 8-9-year-old Brian was riding around listening to Doggy Style thanks to my big brother John. Sorry, Mama.
Shut up, Brian.
So have you ever wondered what a musician makes after a show at a big old arena? Well, The Weeknd is set to have one of the biggest grossing stadium tours in recent memory. And according to official numbers from Touring Data, after only four shows, the tour raked in $30 million in revenue.
Making that real money.
Now, during that span of time, The Weeknd sold 190,000 tickets, and the venues were completely sold out. And that includes some bad luck on the tour with Doja Cat having to cancel shows due to her throat surgery. But that ain't stopped The Weeknd's bread. I mean, maybe I am in the wrong business. I know I can... yodel for a couple mil. I don't need 30 mil. Just give me a couple mil, man. I'll sing background or something. Yodel like... Okay, maybe I can't yodel. Maybe I am in the right business.
Shut up, Brian.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Sometimes we all need just the right words to get us going or the right saying to get our day started right. So here is your Morning Grind Motivational Minute. Today, you can be the bright point in someone's day merely by being kind and considerate. Think about what a powerful and fortunate position that is to be in. You can embark on a journey of discovery and wonder without ever venturing outside your neighborhood. You can learn 100 new things today, tomorrow, every day, and become richer for it. You have the opportunity to grow stronger in body, mind, and spirit. You possess the ability to connect with all sorts of people who can add great treasure to your experience of life. Some days you might feel like there's nothing you can do, but on those days, that feeling is, for whatever reason, sorely mistaken. But there is always much good you can do, and it's essential to keep that in mind. Sure, things have not gone your way. Life is difficult and even painful, yet you still have many good options. Choose one or several and benefit from the experience of actively making life better. You have the power to choose what you want to do. You have the power to be who you want to be. It's all up to you and nobody else. So get it done and do it good. You got it in you. That's your Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Get it ready when you still sleep alone. Like a pass to the sleep alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be who I'm as long as you ain't giving up. Hey, getting ready when you still sleeping never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them how a good break is a must.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Max Sauce, what's happening? 6:53 on the morning grind. Today, look for highs in the mid-80s. Sunny skies, right now you're clear. And 71 on 18th and Vine. Yes, sir, and we are doing a Teacher of the Day. And this week's feature school is Paseo Academy of the Performing Arts. And our very first teacher of the day is Mr. Palmer from Paseo School Administration. He's been in education for 45 years. His favorite thing about education is teaching our youth. And his favorite quote to his students is, don't look back, somebody might be gaining on you. And Mr. Palmer's favorite gym to get him going during the day, oh, it's one of my favorites too, that sounds of blackness, optimistic. Mr. Palmer from Paseo Academy, take a bow. You are our morning grind teacher of the day. We're saluting all our educators making a difference in our youth's lives in Kansas City on the morning grind, Hot 103 Jams.
Listening to the best of the morning blues on Hot 103 Jams.
Word on the street is that Americans have more of a treat yourself mindset since the pandemic began. That's according to a new one poll survey of U.S. adults, which also found that 64% are living more in the moment and 74% are more focused on the future than they were before the pandemic. Of those surveyed, though, 62% said that they treat themselves more now, doing so on average 6 times a month. 2/3 said that they're more likely to treat themselves during the week now, saying it makes it feel more special than on the weekend. And in the ways that people treat themselves, food was first at 43%, followed by clothes at 35% and experiences at 31%. You know, the pandemic changed all of us, me being number one. But all of a sudden, we don't take things for granted now. We've seen some of our closest friends and relatives pass away from COVID, and we know that we only have one life to live. So I'm definitely with this study. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. That's what my Uncle Keith said.
You ain't never left.
We're going to treat you to the shade coming up at 7:23. And you'll find out why Chris Rock says he turned down an offer to host the Oscars next year. Don't touch that dial. It's Hot 103 Jams.
Period.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the mid to upper 80s. Sunny, nice. Less humid. Right now, you are clear at 71 in Raytown. During a comedy set in Phoenix over the weekend, Chris Rock reportedly shared that he turned down an opportunity to host the Academy Awards in 2023. According to the Arizona Republic, Rock said that going back to the Oscars will be like returning to a crime scene, as Will Smith infamously slapped Rock during last year's awards show. In other news, Megan Thee Stallion is just getting started on her Hollywood adventure. New York Magazine confirmed rumors that she has been cast in Marvel's superhero lawyer sitcom, She-Hulk. Her role is unknown at this time. In the past, she's talked about how her mother inspired her to go after what she wants. And for Megan, this is a dream come true. In the Netflix film Beverly Hills Cop, Axel Foley will star Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Zola actress Taylor Page alongside Eddie Murphy, who will return to reprise the role of Axel Foley from the first 3 films. Definitely one of my favorite movie franchises. Judge me if you want. I don't care. I love the Beverly Hills Cop franchise. Cannot wait for Beverly Hills Cop 4 to come on through. I'll be front and center for that one. We got your legal advice on the way in the 7 o'clock hour with Stacey Shaw Knows the Law on the Morning Grind.
Morning, officers. What y'all, the second team?
We're the first team.
Yeah. We're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
It should be more natural, brother. It should flow out like this. Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe. See, that's more natural for us. You've been hanging out with this dude too long.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
For all of my movie theater lovers, you can just smell and taste the popcorn again with this news. For one day, movie tickets will be just $3 in the vast majority of American theaters as part of a newly launched National Cinema Day to lure moviegoers during a quiet spell at the box office. Yeah, that's going down September 3rd. And the nationwide discount day is in more than 3,000 theaters and on more than 30,000 screens. Major chains including AMC and Regal Cinemas are participating, as are all major film studios. In participating theaters, tickets will be no more than $3 for every showing in every format. You know, Labor Day is traditionally slow for the box office, so I know that this is going to make y'all go get them expensive-ass snacks they got at the movie theater.
And a large popcorn.
A large? You got money. He got money. Get it all.
Save some nachos for me.
Shut up, Brian.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatement, Stacy Shaw knows the law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I tell you what, it's always good to have somebody that's smart and that's a lawyer in your family. Stacy Shaw, good morning. What you got for us, fam?
We're going over what to do if you get pulled over for a DUI. First of all, don't drink and drive. But if you do get caught up and you get pulled over, here are some important things that you need to remember. One, stop admitting stuff to the police. Just because they ask you something doesn't mean you have to answer. You're not in confession. You always want to have a lawyer when you talk to the police, especially if they're about to arrest you for something. Two, you can ask for a lawyer. They have to give you time to call a lawyer and talk to them. So make sure you have a lawyer's number in your cell phone. You're not going to have time to start Googling because you have a limited amount of time to be able to talk to your lawyer and to reach them. Also, do not have open containers in the car, okay? If they spot an open alcohol container, they're searching that car, and that is going to be prima facie evidence that you've been drinking, and they're definitely going to give you a breathalyzer. So if you refuse a breathalyzer, remember, your license could be revoked for a year. So if it's your first time DUI, then you may be able to get it dismissed so that you do not have to have that year revocation, but that's going to be an expensive legal process. So if you do decide to not blow, make sure you're talking to your lawyer to determine if that's right for you. A lot of people refuse to blow even though they've never had anything to drink because somebody has told them never give a breath test, but that is a case-by-case determination. So make sure you contact your lawyer. And lastly, if you do get a ticket, you only have 15 days to challenge a suspension if you did get a breath result and 30 days to file a petition to set aside that revocation if you did not give a breath result or you refused. DUIs can be super scary, and there are two parts to a DUI, both administrative and criminal. And so it is really important for you to understand the deadlines and consult a lawyer as soon as you get a ticket. So if you've got a question about DUIs, give us a call at 816-359-1877. You can also reach us at StacyShawLaw.com. I'm on all social media at Stacy Shaw Law. And remember, today is Tuesday. We are doing Acts of Love on Tuesday. We have upped our game. And remember, knowledge is power. We're giving power to the people every single Tuesday at 7:50. And all of our past episodes are on KPR.com. Until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Of course, that 18th White Linen Party starring Stokely is coming this Sunday, September 4th. At the KC Live in the Power and Light District, special guests John B. and Kansas City's own Love May C. Download the AXS app, y'all, and order your tickets today. Go to AXS.com. You got to be at least 21 years of age or older. Now, me and Play, we always joke around because, you know, we on the chunkier side a little bit still. And we joke about the white linen diet.
Ew.
Now, this is not recommended for everybody. This is just what I do. Fruit and water. That's all you gotta do. Last 2 weeks, fruit and water. You gotta squeeze into your white linen outfit. Ladies, you trying to smooth out that white dress so you can pull all the ballers and hustlers that's gonna be at the white linen party?
Ow.
I'm telling you, fruit and water will do you right. And a little cardio too, that'll add on to it. But make sure you be safe on your white linen diet, however you do it. Do it safely, please.
Buttermilk biscuits.
We got the shade on the way at 8:21. Snoop Dogg definitely ain't making the same music he made when I was a kid. I play you a little bit coming up in the shade. Don't touch that dial. It's the Morning Grind.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip
Hot Gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822 today. Look for highs in the mid to upper 80s. Sunny skies. Right now, you're sunny and beautiful in 70. The Grandview Triangle. Snoop Dogg has launched his own animated children's show called Doggyland. Kids songs and nursery rhymes. The program features a cast of animated dogs teaching educational, social, and emotional skills through song and dance.
Doggyland, yay!
Wow, wow, wow.
Good morning, pups. It's time to roll. Let's find a seat. High five, come on. We got barks a lot. Yap, yap, and rags all aboard the bus. Let's head to class.
Wheels on the bus go round and round, round.
Really a sign of the times. I guess, you know, early 50s Snoop, this is what he's going to do. But this is the Snoop Dogg that I was listening to when I was a kid.
So we go blow up to this. G's up, freeze up for a second. Now bounce to this.
Rolling down the street, smoking, smoking, sipping on.
Yeah, little 8-9-year-old Brian was riding around listening to Doggy Style thanks to my big brother John. Sorry, mama.
Shut up, Brian.
So have you ever wondered what a musician makes after a show at a big old arena? Well, The Weeknd is set to have one of the biggest grossing stadium tours in recent memory. And according to official numbers from Touring Data, after only 4 shows, the tour raked in $30 million in revenue.
Making that real money.
Now, during that span of time, The Weeknd sold 190,000 tickets, and the venues were completely sold out. And that includes some bad luck on the tour with Doja Cat having to cancel shows due to her throat surgery. But that ain't stopped The Weeknd's bread. I mean, maybe I am in the wrong business. I know I can yodel for a couple mil. I don't need 30 mil. Just give me a couple mil, man. I'll sing background or something. Yodel like... Okay, maybe I can't yodel. Maybe I am in the right business.
Shut up, Brian.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for... birthday announcement.
Hey, we need to say happy birthday to all them virtuous Virgos out there. I see you with your little analytical self.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Cameron Diaz is her 49th birthday. Warren Buffett investor, he turns 91 today. And happy birthday to Mano, he turns 49 today. And we gotta shout out our people in KC. Amit Boyd, happy birthday. Kev Tony, Kia Nicole, Kathy Gilbert, my core DJ partner, DJ Moheat, happy birthday to you. Danae Alexander, happy birthday. Lou Kane Coleman, Shakia Scales, and everybody else born on August 30th. All my Virgos, celebrate your day. Happy birthday.
Birthday. Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Hello, this is Anise.
Ooh, we got us a live one here. All right, let's see if you can finish these lyrics.
Green pill, you said that it was painless. Down and out, drowning in a sea of my anguish. Funny. Always said hope floats, comprehend it, but I can't cope. So I
gotta find my way back, way back to you, baby.
Uh-huh.
Trying to find my way back, way back.
Two's that.
To you, baby.
Uh-huh. Ooh, yes, sir. I didn't hear that at the Juke House or at the Blue Room or something. You going to the We Outside Comedy Tour. It's going down at Cable Dome Arena September 24th. Corey Holcomb, Gary Owen, Carlos Miller, Tony Becker, Tony Rock, and Ryan Davis. All right?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Tell the town what morning show you rocking with every morning.
The Morning Grind. High 103 Jam, baby.
Outstanding.
You are listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.